Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here in the U.S., COVID-19 has raged through nursing homes. The government said yesterday that 26,000 residents and nearly 500 staff have died so far in American nursing homes. Same story in the UK. During just 2 months this spring, 25,000 more people have died in English and Welsh nursing homes than would have under normal circumstances. NPR's London correspondent Frank Langfitt reports.
Heading into the pandemic, the British government worried a flood of coronavirus patients would cause its National Health Service to collapse. So hospitals began sending elderly patients back to the nursing homes where they lived. But the government didn't require testing for returning residents. Martin Green is the CEO of Care England, which represents nursing homes, or care homes as they're called here. Recently, he told a parliamentary committee what happened.
We also saw people being discharged from hospital, and we hadn't got the testing regime up and running. So despite what has been said, there were cases, I think, of people who were symptomatic, who were discharged into care homes.
Simply put, some nursing homes imported the coronavirus. Kathy Gardner thinks this led to the death of her father, Michael Gibson. Gibson, 88, passed away in early April with COVID-19 symptoms in a nursing home north of Oxford. Gardner, who has a doctorate in virology, thinks her dad contracted the disease from an upstairs neighbor who returned from the hospital and later died of COVID.
By emptying out hospitals to the point where we had lots of spare capacity, although that was good in many ways, the cost of that was to basically throw the elderly under a bus. I know some people have suggested that, well, you know, these people are old and sick and it doesn't really matter. If you want to allow one of your parents to die or a grandparent to die, that's fine, but you don't need to take mine.
Initially, the British government didn't seem to grasp the risks. Keir Starmer, leader of the opposition Labour Party, confronted Prime Minister Boris Johnson about the matter in the House of Commons.
Until the 12th of March, the government's own official advice was, and I'm quoting from it, "It remains very unlikely that people receiving care in a care home will become infected. Does the Prime Minister accept that the government was too slow to protect people?"
Prime Minister.
No, Mr. Speaker, it wasn't true that the advice said that. And actually,
in fact, the government did say that nursing home residents were very unlikely to contract the coronavirus. Again, Kathy Gardner.
I get very angry when I see the Prime Minister and others just making excuses or frankly, blatantly lying about what was happening.
Adelina Comas-Herrera is a health policy researcher at the London School of Economics. She said nursing homes often haven't had enough staff or personal protective gear.
We've actually had very few resources going into helping care homes fight the epidemic.
Comas-Herrera said countries in East Asia, which had experience with MERS or SARS, did far better.
In South Korea, there hasn't been a single death of a care home resident in the care home. That is because anybody with suspected COVID was immediately isolated, and if they tested positive, were removed into quarantine centers or hospitals.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the government tried to throw what he called a protective ring around nursing homes and provided more than $5 billion to help them fight the coronavirus. But Kathy Gardner calls the government's efforts, quote, disgraceful. She adds, they fundamentally failed. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.